Governor Andrew Cuomo is again wading into national issues this week. He's had a press conference against the latest attempt in the U.S. Senate to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and he met with governors of California and Washington State to discuss steps to slow climate change. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
In both cases, the governor says he's addressing the matters because the actions, or in the case of climate change, inactions in Washington have a harmful impact on New York. On health care, Cuomo says a law that expires on September 30th would mean a funding drop of $1.1 billion in the next 18 months to New York's public and safety net hospitals, which serve the state's poorest. That's because a law that permitted the payments under the Medicaid program is expiring.
There is no way the state can pick up this cost. The state is already facing a $4 billion deficit going into next year.
Congress would have to act to renew the law that allows the funding, something that has occurred in the past. But Cuomo says this time passage is very uncertain in a divided House and Senate.
If they don't reach agreement, if they gridlock, this goes into effect in 11 days. And that's why this is frightening.
The law's expiration comes as the Senate is considering another plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The Graham-Cassidy bill would eliminate the ACA's Medicaid expansion program, as well as the health care exchanges set up for individuals to buy insurance. It would replace them with Medicaid block grants to states, so they'd have more flexibility to set their own rules on coverage and insurance pools. But the governor says New York stands to lose $19 billion if the measure is approved.
If I was as flexible as a Gumby doll, we could not fund our health care system.
The next day, the governor met in his office with California Governor Jerry Brown and Washington State Governor Jay Inslee about the recently formed U.S. Climate Alliance. States and several mayors of major cities have allied to enact the greenhouse gas reduction principles outlined in the Paris Climate Accord after President Trump withdrew from the agreement. Governor Brown says the group is on track to meet the guidelines with a 24% to 29% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from 2005 levels by 2025.
You can't deny science forever. You can't deny reality. And reality is climate change is occurring. The heat-trapping gases are having an effect. And if we don't act in enough time, we will face catastrophic, irreversible changes in our world.
Cuomo, who seldom mentions President Trump directly, called the current federal government the most ignorant ever. Governor Inslee went further, saying the states and cities now in the alliance represent 40% of the U.S. economy, and if combined, would be the third largest economy in the world. And he says the president has no authority over the group's actions.
He can't stop our caps. He can't stop our cap and trades. He can't stop our incentives. He can't stop our capital investment. We are controlling our own destiny because, bottom line, the United States is much more than the sum of its tweets.
Cuomo was also joined by former Secretary of State John Kerry, who said major industries are also committed to following the Paris Accord and not the lead of President Trump. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.